Hi, I'm Alexa. You can now hear PT Pinecast using me. Just say, hey Alexa, launch PT Pinecast. Or you could be nice and try saying please for once.
What is being polite dead these days?
To hear episodes, just say, hey Alexa, launch PT Pintcast.
Maybe throw in a please at the end.
I did two examples. I treated a cervical spine and I treated a lumbar spine. All via telehealth, both got better. The lumbar spine even messaged me after and was like, my mind is blown. I can't believe this actually happened. I've been seeing people since I was 12 for this issue. And you just helped me in 1 hour, recorded live, in a way that I haven't felt this good in a decade. And that's the common thing that I would see, was treating patients this way. You're educating and empowering the patient. And that is what we do as our profession, period. That's the first principles thing that we're doing, is we're trying to empower the patient and let them improve and get back to the functional things that they need to do.
Hey, just a quick message before we get started here today. We've got a new podcast out. It's called NPTE StudyCast. Real brief, because all the episodes are real brief. Short, to the point episodes to help students prepare for the NPTE. Like one episode on heart disease, an episode on biceps tendonitis, all between 3 and 9 minutes, just what you need to know. All right, so if you're looking to pass the NPTE, or if you're a practicing PT, you just need to bone up, you got a patient on your schedule that you haven't seen in a while, take a listen. Recorded with clinical experts, free online, iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, or wherever podcasts are heard, NPTE StudyCast. That show brought to you by our friends at Arias Medical Staffing. Can't say enough about them, the leaders in travel physical therapy. If you want to do what you want to do, which is be a PT, be a great PT, do it where you want to do it. And Arias, they know where the jobs are, short-term or long-term. Find out more at AURUSmedical.com. If you're anywhere on social media and you've looked at anything telehealth, chances are you've come across this guy, Rob Vining. Rob, telehealth expert within PT, talks about it a ton. He's got podcasts, videocasts, Facebook groups, the whole nine. We dig into all of that. Plus, I wanted to get into where he thinks telehealth's going. All right, it's one of those topics that comes up a lot on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, the whole nine, especially within the PT profession. I wanted to get it from him. Whether you're following those conversations along and you're a semi-expert, you're kind of up to date, or whether you're not even familiar with the term telehealth, this episode's gonna be okay for you, because we get to the macro, the big picture, and then we go micro, and how the profession needs to pay attention and follow along, and where you can do the same. All right, so take a listen to Rob and all his insights on telehealth in this episode. Brought to you by Owens Recovery Science, Johnny Owens. When you follow those guys on social media, see Johnny and his crew instructing all around the country, all around the world, on personalized blood flow restriction rehabilitation training. They're a source. They get you certified, the science behind it, the equipment you need to apply it. They're the leaders. They're it, man. Google it. They're the number one. So check them out online at owensrecoveryscience.com. And in case you're looking around for research, pay attention to the author of that research. Chances are Johnny Owens, or a member of his team, is helping to formulate that research and lead the way. So check them out again online, that website, owensrecoveryscience.com.
Broadcasting to physical therapists around the world. Heard in over 135 countries with more than 1 million downloads and counting.
This is
the PT Pinecast. The best conversations happen at happy hour. Welcome to ours.
May I introduce?
Please allow me to introduce you to.
Here's your host, physical therapist, Jimmy McKay.
Welcome to the show. We kick it off with the first time we're actually talking. We mentioned that before we hit the record button. Rob Vining. Rob, welcome to the show, man.
Thanks, man. I appreciate it, buddy. This is back-to-back-to-back day. So this is the one that I've been focusing on. So I can't wait to hang out and talk, man.
I'm glad to disappoint you. I can't wait. Rob, when someone asks what you do, how do you respond?
Oh, let's see, man. Okay, I'm a physical therapist first. Or let's see, human first, then physical therapist, then the part robot comes into play. And pretty much I've been into pushing technology and software for our profession. So I would kind of summarize it that way, because there's a billion different things that I love to do and that I've been doing. But telehealth is kind of like the first top priority that's been there for the last half decade, if not 15 years, but really focusing again on it in the last five.
I mean, I was in PT school 2013 to 2016, and I remember crossing paths with you and really thinking, well, this can't be, can it? And then it just kind of picked up steam. So for people out there who've heard the term, some people look at starting at square one as a bad thing. I look at it as making sure we're all on the same page.
Yep.
Go to super basic telehealth from a PT perspective. What is it?
Yeah. So all it is, it's providing our services through a different channel. That's it. So it's just using technology to connect with patients to make it more convenient, to save missed visits. If somebody's in pediatrics and they've got a sick kid, still lets you get that valuable plan of care able to be continued instead of missing a visit, which can lead to another missed visit. And we all know that the plan of care fall off is massive. Yeah. I mean, that's the elephant in the room that nobody really talks about. But yeah, it's just providing our services through technology. That's it.
Sharon Dunn says it all the time. We want to make sure we get paid for what's between our ears and not necessarily what we're doing with our hands. And I read a little bit of a backstory just before we started talking. I feel like I see everywhere online, but I was like, you know what? What's his origin story with this? Mm-hmm. And mutual friend Meredith Castine with the non-clinical PT, she did a feature on you there. And you said that you realized that about 75% of the patients that you were seeing early in your career were getting better based on education and test and retest. And that's where you said, well, if I can reach patients, you know, the way we're talking right now via Zoom or via, you know, FaceTime virtually, you can help more people. Cut down on travel time, cuts down on overhead, and that missed visit, how's that received when people find out that that's a direction that the profession is going? It's not good. It is going that way somehow.
Definitely. So you've got two sides. You've got the patient side who loves it. They're like, yes, I've been waiting for this. You know, it's not like Uber and Lyft and on-demand services and these things, these cell phones here. It's not like they're going away. You know, they are what's going to be more and more integrated into our lives. And from the PT perspective, I think it's a scratch the head moment, except for those that have worked in this sort of environment. Like I said, pediatrics, it's a lot of teaching your patient what to do. Women's health, massive, massive use of having telehealth is something where they can prevent that embarrassment of somebody going to the clinic that might have a pelvic health physical therapist, but it's a regular outpatient clinic, right? They don't want to show up and somebody go, hey, Nancy, why are you here? Just makes it more accessible. There's a million different examples I could give you, but the patients are super excited about it. And I think the therapists are coming around to it faster and faster. If you looked at the growth of our Facebook group, the telehealth physical therapy providers group, I mean, it's 45 degree rocket ship and people are jumping in and going, hey, how does everybody do this? How does everybody do this? What's going on here?
Right.
And I think we're about to turn a corner.
When you said the patients love it, I hear kind of a voice of Jerry Durham in my head saying, "Well, if your patients are loving it and they're telling you they love it, how come more of us aren't providing it?" And I think that's just a great example with number one, forward-thinking providers joining your group. And say the name of that again, so in case someone is out there wants to jump in.
Yeah, the Telehealth Physical Therapy Providers Group. So if you just search that on Facebook, you'll find it. There's almost 2,400 of us now.
Wow. Growing quick, and it shows the people out there, you know, the leading edge anyway, or want to get involved, want to find out more. Common misconceptions. I mean, first of all, the first word in our title of our profession is physical. So we're thinking that we have to be in contact. But what are some other common misconceptions when people start to get into this realm?
Yeah, I would think a lot of misconceptions surround the outpatient field. So that was what I did just last night. I did two examples. I treated a cervical spine and I treated a lumbar spine. All via telehealth, both got better. The lumbar spine even messaged me after and was like, my mind is blown. I can't believe this actually happened. I've been seeing people since I was 12 for this issue. And you just helped me in 1 hour, recorded live in front of everybody in a way that I haven't felt this good in a decade, you know? And that's the common thing that I would see was treating patients this way. You're educating and empowering the patient. And that is what we do as our profession, period. That's the first principles thing that we're doing is we're trying to empower the patient and let them improve and get back to the functional things that they need to do.
Yeah.
So just another way to do it more efficiently. That's all.
In case you missed it or aren't sure what Rob's talking about, he did two eval examples live via telehealth, and you know, HIPAA was intact. The patients knew they were in a group, but you walked everybody through it and show them exactly how it works. Yeah. So next question: some therapists are going to be thinking, "How do I get paid for this? What are the regulations? Can I just, you know, start FaceTiming people? What's the HIPAA?" And then, of course, then we'll go to across state lines because you and I can talk from different states or we can talk around the world. So let's start with that is how we get paid for this and how does it work?
So the bad part is most insurance companies, especially Medicare, which is the big you know, canary in the coal mine. They just kind of put us off of that preferred providers list for telehealth again. So we still have to wait and do a little bit more work on that to get reimbursed from Medicare. But there are parity states, and parity just means that you can get paid for a telehealth consultation the same that you would get paid for an in-clinic visit. So for charges like manual therapy, of course, is not going to be a charge you use, but
do not use that code. They
do not
right
do
that one.
You just threw your telehealth career in a trash can if you do that one. But you've got basically every other charge that you could do when you're not touching a patient, you can use those charges and get reimbursed. I always use Sarah Gallagher in Denver, the Dizzy Clinic. She sees patients for vertigo, concussions, that sort of situation. She sees them via telehealth and can get reimbursed because Colorado is a parity state. So we know that's on the horizon of getting reimbursed. A lot of people are bringing this into their cash pay clinic or their mobile practice as having a telehealth component. So it's just getting paid. The great part is your drop-offs or your cancellations or no-shows are low because most people have you pay before you see the patient. So if the patient's paid already, they've got it on their calendar. It's that carrot hanging in front of them. They're going to show up.
Yeah.
So that's one. That's probably the summary of the payment portion.
Hold on a second. Go back to the parity state. So you're talking about Sarah Gallagher.
Yep.
Does it need to be? Is it where the clinician is has to be that parity state, or where the client or patient is, or how does that? It's not like a reciprocity, like not like a compact agreement, right?
No. I think it's so. If you're, let's say you're treating somebody in a state that you're not physically in, but they're right. physically in. The insurance that you're going to be charging is based on where the patient is. So if that patient is in a state and you have a licensure in that state where the patient is as well, you can charge insurance for that as long as they're in that parity state. It doesn't have to be where you are physically. It has to be where the patient is.
And then this brings up another topic in terms of licensure. You need to be licensed in the state where the patient is located, correct?
Exactly. Yeah. So it has to be where they're located, not where you're located, but where they're located. So if they go on vacation and you're not licensed in the state they're vacationing in, you cannot see them.
Makes sense. But that does bring up that issue that I brought up earlier, which is that PT licensure compact that's making it easier anyway to get licensed in multiple states. Makes it a little bit faster where if an opportunity presents itself, you can do that. So check out the PT licensure compact as well. And tech requirements. You know, you and I are recording this podcast interview via Zoom, but we're not sharing any HIPAA compliance stuff. And
right.
how do you suggest people dive into that? What's the tech side of it?
It's always better nowadays, especially with states like Texas making certain rules and regulations that actually, even if you're a non-covered entity, you have to raise your compliance to the level of HIPAA. And like I say all the time, I've been in the tech scene a long time. HIPAA is kind of like the arthritis of the tech world. Like it's one of those things where it's like, am I? Could I be? Am I? What is it? Ish? You know, a lot of people don't know specifically about HIPAA, but as long as you're putting in place software with business associates agreements, you've got things like G Suite, which is Google's version of pretty much everything you need for your business, email, scheduling, payment. There's one-click HIPAA compliance where you can go into your G Suite admin, type in HIPAA, it pops up, you click a few things, done. That sounds super easy, and it kind of is, and big companies are making it even easier to where it used to cost an arm and a leg to become HIPAA compliant. You can glue some stuff together rather quickly. For example, if we're just talking about Zoom, the system we're using now, it's a little pricey at about $200 a month for a HIPAA compliant version, but there's also software companies like Doxy.me, and I know CoView is going to be another software live video component that lets you become HIPAA compliant easily, and they're cheap. Under $40 a month.
Yeah. If you're listening to all these names, if you're thinking about this and you're hearing Rob fire at all these names, that's what a Facebook group, that's one of the great advantages is you can ask that super pointed, narrow question and someone has probably already navigated that minefield. And because we're PTs, you know, I'm a little biased. We're mostly nice people and are in to help each other. If you're in a Facebook group like that, you're probably feeling like you want to help some other people. So that's an advantage there.
We talk PT, drink beer, and record it. This is the PT Pintcast.
Want to thank Brooks Rehabilitation, their Institute of Higher Learning, for sponsoring the show. Residency and fellowship opportunities is what they offer. Check them out at brooksihl.org. Also, hosting their fourth annual scholarly symposium
Stadium. That's going on June 22nd in Jacksonville, Florida. Information about the symposium can be found at brooksihl.org. Keynote presentation this year by the editor of PTJ, Alan Jetty. I'll be on hand doing some talks and some live podcasting. Looking for CEUs and to expand your knowledge base? Look no further than brooksihl.org.
And we're back. Let's get back to the show.
So are there any stats on this in terms of how many visits, like, nationwide, or just who's keeping tracks? Like,
let's see. I think the VA just made an announcement. I think they just got a million telehealth hours or something like that.
Wow.
It was a lot, but the VA is kind of at the forefront. You have big companies like Athletico that are just rolling it out in the last few months. And it's really at that point where we have enough research, like Reflection Health's research that showed with knee replacements, the savings was $2,745. That's how much saving on average.
For one patient
with knee replacement saving that much. And the outcome was on par or better with satisfaction rating. And you have that's been replicated in studies for stroke. You have that was a big one just shown that patients getting out of the hospital, even if they had telehealth consultations with a physical therapist, they got out of the hospital faster. And it was regardless of if they had opiates and pain medicine or not, it was simply the physical therapy telehealth component that predicted the best outcome, regardless of meds. And that was pretty eye-opening too.
Yeah. Because
what's needed right now is something to help this opioid crisis. I don't think telemedicine doctors have the time to dig into what we can, because we have the most amount of time of any medical profession. I just think we're sitting on a golden ticket.
Yeah.
We just need to cash.
There was a great TV commercial that actually made me think of you. Shows two brand new parents, and they walk into their newborn's room in the middle of the night, and mom right. kind of makes a face like, "Oh, that's not normal. I'm calling the doctor." And she literally pulls her cell phone out and she pushes a button, and there's the doctor, and he's, "Let me take a look. Yeah, that's normal."
Yeah.
That prevented that mom from waiting until the next morning in case, you know, this is of course a commercial for, I forget what it was even for. Was it for a service?
I do too, man. I think so. I think it was maybe a telehealth, telemedicine service for the insurance or something.
But what if it was something serious, right? Or what if you could have just alleviated stress and allowed those parents to go back to bed? Now, of course, in the commercial, the dad tripped over something and slammed his head on a bookshelf, yeah. But that's where the PT would come in, is, hey, let's take a look at this. We like to bark early and often in PT about education, prevention, and getting in information early. You hear all the time about people who wait on things that could be prevented. I don't know. All signs point to telehealth being at least a potential solution for many of these things.
Yeah, definitely. And that's the whole reason why we made digital.physio. So it is one of those game-changing ideas. So regardless of whether the system succeeds or fails, and now we're in our second month, barely doing any advertising at all, and we're getting 40 chats a day from patients.
So talk about digital.physio. What is it?
So it is a telehealth website. You can come to it. You can click on a diagnosis. It's a central patient hub that covers the majority of diagnoses that we'll see in the clinic. Back pain, neck pain, postpartum, oncology, rehab, a lot of stuff that we're going to see. And what it allows patients to do is come to the website, land on that website. They don't have to register or anything. They select a diagnosis that fits what they're looking about for information. They click that. They select their state that they're located in. That helps us match up with the therapist in the back end. They enter their first name. Could even be a fake first name. We don't care. They hit continue, and they're immediately matched and chatting with a physical therapist. And there is no registration. That is the big hindrance and the piece of friction I think that a lot of people have missed is making the patient register, because they want that value first. They don't know you. They have no idea.
Yeah.
So WebMD will always be more popular because of that decreased amount of friction. But what I truly believe is something like digital.physio, you can go on there and you can get information for 12 minutes, the same amount of time that's the average general practitioner visit. You're going to get that amount of time with a licensed physical therapist to answer those questions.
Okay, so I jump on there. I got neck pain. I've got my 12 minutes. I'm using a fake. I'm Steve from New York. I'm chatting with Rob, and then we've determined, or you've determined as a licensed physical therapist, you know, Steve from New York, you should probably see a PT. Then what? Where's the handoff?
Yeah. So since my license isn't in New York, I wouldn't be able to activate the on-demand one-on-one feature, but we can still talk. There's a live video behind a button that Steve would click and he's face-to-face. So I can talk with you for all 12 minutes. What I can't do is do a treatment diagnosis and really dive into it, but right. I can triage you.
Okay.
And so what our system allows is Steve can hit that button that says schedule appointment and it will pull in all of the available clinics in that state. Gotcha. And then he can select online or in person. And then he can select cash pay or insurance. If he selects insurance, types in his insurance and that pulls in all the clinics that accept that insurance. So we do all the heavy lifting on the back end to make this super simple and lightweight for the patients.
Yeah.
That's what's going to grow our profession.
You're lubing up the doorway, man. Mm-hmm. You gotta get that friction down.
Exactly.
That sounds pretty cool. And that's digital.physio. I want to make sure people, hey, listen, as a PT, go check it out. Go poke around.
Yeah. You know,
especially the naysayers. Go look. Mm-hmm. I love when people rage against something and then you ask them a few simple questions. And they don't know about it. That's why I stick to simple questions, man.
Yeah.
All right. Same. That's why I stick to simple questions. What else? We talked about the past. We talked about the present. Give me a little glimpse into the future. What's coming? What else can we expect?
Yeah. So I would say in the last few months, this is probably the most we've ever had our door knocked on for investors. A lot of people are looking at this. If you look at the physical therapy space, you'll see private equity and investors looking at the PT space a lot more than they were even last year, even 6 months ago, because they see the writing on the wall. This is a big industry that has, I think we calculated it the other day, it is 0.01% of the medical industry. If you look at the total in
PT or telehealth.
PT.
Wow.
Yeah. It's tiny, man. And so they see that we have that capability to expand out of a $30 billion industry to, let's say, even a $100 billion industry. And nothing will make the dollar signs, you know, cha-ching in an investor's eyes like seeing that opportunity. So using the tech side and being able to present a program and a system workflow like we have, and just me being on various podcasts and talking to, you know, Telehealth 20 podcast, PT Tech Talk podcast, talking about things on there that most people don't. Some of these investors are stumbling upon us and going, what do you know about this that a lot of your other professionals don't? And so it's been an interesting time, man. Now pretty much just a decision on what we want to do, how we want to wrap it up, and where we want to go, because I want control over it because nobody knows how to make this work in PT like a PT. You can be the best business person in the world, but we are a strange group of birds.
That's awesome. Hey, man, glad you're helping some PTs navigate through this space and really, you know, helping the profession navigate through a space. You ready for three questions?
Absolutely, man.
On the hot seat with three questions on the PT Pinecast.
Three questions brought to you by our friends at Arias Medical Staffing. They help PTs find jobs all over the country. So we're talking about telehealth all over the country virtually. These guys help people find jobs anywhere in the 50 U.S. states. Yes, Hawaii. People always ask, not Hawaii, though. I'm like, I'm telling you, all the time they have stuff popping up in Hawaii. You want to do a summer on a beach on the islands in the Pacific? You can do that. Check out information at AureusMedical.com. Seasoned professionals can be travelers. How about new grads as well? They've got a mentorship program that sets you up for success. So they're not flinging you out the door, handing you a laptop and saying good luck. They've got a mentorship process in there as well. So check them out. More information. You don't have to just sign up. There's a more frictionless, reducing friction. Ask some questions. If it's not right for you, Arias doesn't want to put you in a clinic that is not going to be right for you or for the clinic owner. So sign up and ask questions and see where you can go. See where your career can take you at AureusMedical.com. First question, Rob, if you can go anywhere in the country in real life, not just telehealth virtual, where would you go and be a PT for a little bit?
Ooh, probably Australia. I mean, it's eye-opening there to see the difference. It just, you see a physio. I mean, that's all you do. You got an issue, a musculoskeletal problem or a problem that you don't want to go to your GP for and you don't want to take meds, you go to a physio. So that sort of shift, I think, would be pretty eye-opening. And then just to hang out with Karen Finnan. I mean, she's awesome.
Cool.
She's one of the top people that I would say.
We're actually going to follow your episode. I got the business card in my hand. We're going to follow this episode. We talked to an Australian physio from the University of Queensland. He's actually the chair, Professor Trevor Russell. He's doing a lot of work in telerehabilitation with their telerehab clinic. And with him was also a University of Queensland, the MBA director, Dr. Nicole Hartley. I sat down with those guys in New York a couple weeks ago, and we had beers, and we just talked about this. So what I'll do is I'll release this episode and theirs back to back. So we get the American telehealth with Rob, and we get the Down Under with University of Queensland. Second question from Arias on three questions. What's something that you've read that really inspired you?
Man, reading these days is slim to none, but listening to audiobooks.
That's fine. Nice. That counts. We'll count it.
I would say I love Seth Godin's This Is Marketing. That's been a great book. I would also say, what is that other one that I there's so many, man. I mean, I just 1.5 it on Audible constantly. And anytime I have downtime or I'm washing dishes or something, there's constantly something in my ears. A lot of tech podcasts, a lot of technology talking about AI. That's another one that I'm constantly listening to, books and different things. The Lex Friedman podcast, it's a massive hour-long description of AI and where it's going. And you can't jump into the space unless you have a good grasp on where it is and where it's going. So pretty much anything tech-related I can get my ears on.
Third question is a who question. Who's someone the PT profession should know more about? Somebody in your lane of telehealth, who's doing it right?
Yeah. I would say that Tony Maritato, I mean, that guy, I was talking to somebody the other day and I was saying, you know, the Wizard of Oz, Tony's basically the wizard of all. Like, that guy's doing everything. And he hits on so many important touch points that a lot of physical therapists, I think, are missing when they're coming out of school to create that personal relationship to make the patient know, like, and trust you. And he's doing so many things in the field. And I just feel like he's an unsung hero that's on the cusp of just exploding out into the environment with all his different things that he's doing, telehealth included.
That sounds good. All right, you're off the hot seat for three questions. Before we go, I'm going to ask you a parting shot. Before we do that, though, where can people connect with you and how? Outside of that Facebook group, digital.physio, any other contact points if people want to reach out?
Yeah, I would say to hop over to the probably telehealthpt.com is kind of our starting point, and that'll get you into our whole environment of trying to get as much free info and education about telehealth as you can. And then if you need to reach out to me directly, it's just rob@ptlive.me, and then PT Live guy on pretty much anything social media wise.
Sounds good. Last thing we do, parting shot.
This is The Parting Shot.
The Parting Shot is brought to you by Rock Tape. More than just a tape company, Rock Tape is a movement company, tools and education for medical professionals. If you're looking to help your patients go stronger longer, check out rocktape.com.
What's your mic drop? What's the last thing you want to leave with the audience before we cut out?
Yeah, I would say if you don't start utilizing tech, tech is going to start utilizing you.
Yeah,
we have to get it in now so that we can take control of our space and our profession.
Yeah, evolve or die. Don't be a dinosaur. Rob, appreciate your time and insight. It did take a long time to get you on the show, and that was not on purpose. I think we just wound up communicating back and forth. But let's do an update soon, because I think the speed at which this is progressing, you know, even us talking in a month or two, things will have already happened. So check this out. Dive in deep. Even if you're going to join that Facebook group and just kind of watch, look, and listen before you start asking questions, this is the thing, you know, and make sure you utilize it before it utilizes you. Rob Vining, everybody. Appreciate your time, man.
All right. Anytime. Thanks, Jimmy.
The PT Pinecast is a product of PT Pinecast LLC. It is hosted and produced by PT Pinecast CEO Jim McKay and CBO Sky Donovan from Marymount University. We talk PT, drink beer, and record it. This has been another pour from the PT Pinecast. The PT Pinecast is intended for educational purposes only. No clinical decision-making should be based solely on one source. While care is taken to ensure accuracy, factual errors can be present. More on the show at ptpinecast.com.
Our home on the internet. ptpinecast.com. Created by Build PT. Build PT provides marketing services specifically for private practice PTs.
From website development and hosting,
providing content marketing solutions
for PT clinics across the country.
See what Build PT can do for you today
at buildpt.com. PT Pintcast supports Go Baby Go,
a national community-based research, design, and outreach program that provides modified ride-on cars to children birth to age 3 who experience limited mobility. Founded by Cole Galloway from the University of Delaware. For more information about how you can build your own cars or start your own chapter, visit udel.edu/gobabygo.